antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, as we enter hour number three, I got a ton of video clips I need to get to here. So I think I might just start ripping them. We're going to continue this theme here because, look, I can't forget that, part of the reason why I got into political media and one of the main thrusts and missions of InfoWars is to counter the fake news media, counter the propaganda that they feed you every day. So I got a bunch of examples of people just tearing Kamala Harris apart, black people that they say don't exist. But you're not black if you don't vote Democrat, says Joe Biden, but that's a whole other story. And then former Democrats talking about the corruption. In fact, we played this lady's video a couple weeks ago after the DNC. She's been a Democrat worker for years, and she said the DNC was just so despicable that it was her last straw, and so she left the Democrat Party, and she put the Democrats on blast, saying this party is not the party I thought it was. It's inherently corrupted now, so I'm out. And then there were a bunch of people saying, oh, she's fake, she's not real. Because here's what it is. The Democrats, it's kind of like the same thing with this whole, Russian money. And they say, see, it's all Russian money, it's all foreign money. Every right-wing commentator gets Russian money. Because every left-wing commentator gets some money. Now, I don't know if it's foreign money or whatever, but the vast majority of left-wing commentators are just paid to be left-wing commentators. They don't create revenue. They have no audience. They have no support. They get money from the DNC or some other source. So they just assume, oh, everybody must get paid for their content because I get paid for my content, so therefore every right-winger gets paid for their content. No. And this is why they have to shut down InfoWars. No, actually, there's a huge market for conservative media. There is a huge audience that wants to get truth with a right-wing kind of perspective. And so there's all kinds of popular right-wing talk show hosts, conservative talk show hosts. We've organically funded and supported this place through the audience for decades. For decades. I don't know if there's a single leftist commentator that could do that. So they get all their money from outside sources, so they just assume, oh, all right-wingers must be paid by Russians or something. So that's all projection. But it's the same thing with this girl's video. So she comes out and says, I'm leaving the Democrat Party. I've worked for the Democrat Party for years. After the DNC, this party is so corrupt, I'm out. It's just despicable. I'm done. And so a bunch of paid-for Democrat commentators say, this is fake. She's a right-winger. She's a Trump supporter. She's a plant. It's all fake. So then she responds and she says, really? It's fake? Here's the evidence that I've been working for the Democrats for years. So it's the same projection. And I keep trying to get this guest on, but she keeps having conflicts, so we can't get her on, but it's fine. She does the background research. All of these AstroTurf accounts that pop up on X overnight and get a million views, they say, I'm a former Republican or I'm a Trump voter and now I'm a Democrat. You can go pull the public records, and every single time they've either never donated to a Republican, never voted, never been to a conservative event, and then half the time you go pull the records, they've donated to Democrats. So see what I'm saying? The Democrats put these plants out there to totally fake it and say, I'm a former Trump supporter. I'm a former conservative. I'm a Democrat now. I'm a Kamala voter now. And when you do the background research into them, they're always Democrats or they've just never been involved in politics before. So that's what the left does, is they pay people to pretend like they're changing parties. It's all fake. So this woman actually did work at the DNC, actually is calling out the Democrat Party corruption. And so the Democrats say, no, this is fake, because that's what they do. So she corrects the record and says, really, you think I'm fake? Here's the proof that I've been a Democrat and working with the Democrats for years. And so she just posted this video. And there's just so many videos like this of people that have left the Democrat Party because it's just despicable, inherently corrupt. Everybody sees it. It's the biggest criminal organization, fraud organization, lying organization, and does nothing for the American people but hurt them. And so here's her response to those claims in clip 8.
A few weeks ago, I went to the Democratic National Convention, and a few days after I got home, I posted a video stating that I didn't want to be a part of the Democratic Party anymore. But before I get into why, I want to first address all of the people who have been saying that I'm lying, that I'm a secret Republican, and that I haven't actually been working in Democratic politics off and on since 2008. I just want to say that just because I might have a picture with someone in this video does not necessarily mean that I worked for them directly, but it does mean that I met them due to my work in Democratic politics. I started out in 2008. I was a Hillary supporter and then switched to Obama when he won the nomination. I interned on his campaign. In 2015, I worked briefly as a field organizer for Hillary. After Trump was elected, I started working again as a fundraiser on multiple U.S. House congressional campaigns. 3 more years, I worked at a progressive fundraising firm, also based in D.C., where I was the fundraising consultant for several U.S. Senate campaigns, dozens of House races, and multiple Democratic organizations. I was really good at my job and raised literally tens of millions of dollars for Democratic candidates. I've never actually added it up, but I would guess that I've raised at least $30 million and up for Democrats. And the funny thing for me throughout this whole experience is just the genuine lack of curiosity that I'm hearing from Democrats about why I no longer feel like I fit in with their party. Instead of asking me like how I've come to this conclusion, they have just bashed me and accused me of being a paid actress. And by the way, I know that there are other Democrats who feel the same way that I do because they've actually reached out to me in the last couple of weeks. In private, they have said things to me like, I've always wanted to post a video like you did this week, but I've always been too afraid. I've been afraid that it would cost me my job. The hypocrisy is my main problem with the Democrats. I know that Republicans also have these issues, okay? But they're the party that I've worked for, and the hypocrisy is just so much more glaringly clear. There is a massive difference between what they say and what they do. Hypocrisy goes on and on. While I was working in Democratic politics, I found that the majority of the people, not all of them, but a lot of the people that actually get the jobs on campaigns come from the Ivy League or their family has donor connections. They're not actually like real people from middle America. I was kind of an anomaly, actually. There has been a toxic weaponization of identity politics within campaigns that has also completely turned me off. I'll probably do another whole other video on that. But basically, especially since 2020, I have been just assaulted by people that I'm supposed to be on the same team as over like these petty identity related infighting and disagreements. And it's just extremely toxic and has also turned me off from the Democratic Party. I am tired of endless proxy wars. I am exhausted from the coastal condescension towards Middle America. And I want to make just one thing clear. I didn't decide because of the DNC that I was done with Democrats, but it was the tipping point. Kind of like going on a long vacation with someone when you know you're going to break up with them because you spent so much time with them and the trip is horrible. And by the time you get home, you just know it's something you've got to do. So I want to end this message by telling the viewers to be brave, think for yourself, do your research, and if it no longer feels right, make peace and move on. Goodbye, Democratic Party. The dream is over, at least for me anyway. And this really proves it.
So, okay, most of that just speaks for itself, but I think the one thing that deserves a little further analysis, because again, it gets back to the start of the hour. She says she's done with the never-ending wars, the proxy wars, the corruption. And so that's what's so strange for the anti-Trump people to not understand or deny. Again, it's such a psychological phenomenon. It deserves studying probably for decades to come. Like, I don't know, maybe the modern-day liberal, when they've passed, needs like their brain dissected for science or something to understand what went wrong, what caused this. But that's what I'm saying. It's like so much of what Trump even stands for is just basic anti-establishment, anti-corruption, anti-war, which used to be the left, which used to be Democrats. Or maybe they were just pretending. I don't know. But that's the phenomenon, and so many Democrats have explained it. Speaking of the hypocrisy, I'm sorry, this woman is just hilarious. AOC, let's see here. Oh, man, she's not the brightest one. She would be great as a lingerie model, I think. But as a politician, it's a disaster. She wants to tax the rich, but we'll tell you how ironic this is. Go ahead and play AOC taxing the rich. Let's just see it. Clip 15.
Tax the rich. Maybe we can tax the rich so that people who have helipads on their house or near their house can help chip in for black school districts that are perpetually underfunded. How about we do that? But apparently, if you believe in that, you are radical, far left, danger to this country. Both parties will disassociate with you.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I want to explain a couple things here in a direct response. Where are the black school districts? I'm just curious. These underfunded black schools, where are they? Who runs those districts? I would say 95%, and it's probably a low estimate, 95% of the underfunded black school districts are in Democrat areas, in blue areas. Okay? So there's your irony. If not the fact that the Tax the Rich sweatshirt cost $58. Actually, guys, pull that back up for me for a second, please. I wonder, do you think that's made in America? Hold on a second. It is made in America. Okay. Hey, good for her. It is made in America. And so that's probably why it's $58. So, yeah, I mean, she's probably making like 30 bucks off that. But, hey, I'm glad she's a capitalist. She is selling. It's funny, though, that she's a capitalist. She is selling Tax the Rich sweatshirts at a very nice profit margin. And I'm sure she's made quite a nice living for herself since becoming a politician. So she is rich. She drives a fancy car. She has a fancy apartment. So she is rich. But, yeah. And, okay. Now, she says, we need to tax people that have the helipads and the boats and nah. Again, this is basic economics. Who do you think builds the boats? Who do you think builds the helipads? That's how the economy works. A rich person wants something and pays people to make it. Yeah. So do you think the guy that designs and builds helipads likes rich people buying helipads? Do you think the guys that design and build boats and yachts, do you think they like people that buy boats and yachts? Yeah, that's how the economy works. These things don't just magically appear. Although AOC might actually not understand this. She was shocked to find out when she was 26 years old that food comes from the ground. That's true. She didn't know that. In a shocking video, she admitted she did not know food grew out of the ground. So maybe when her career in politics is done, she can you know, be like a lingerie model. But she might be too old by then. I don't know. I'm sure her gay husband wouldn't mind. Maybe there's another future. All right. So, but that's the kind of hypocrisy people are talking about. But the one other thing. If you go back, see, it's such a fake virtue signal. Play the clip again, because I want to highlight this point. When she's sitting there doing her virtue signaling, what do liberals always fall back on? What does a leftist, liberal, progressive always fall back on when they want to build their virtue signaling stock? When they want to build their social justice warrior status, what do they always fall back on? I'm helping blacks! So watch this video one more time. And she's complaining about the rich, and then she needs to somehow bring it home. So what does she do? Black people! Watch it again. Go ahead.
The rich. Maybe we can tax the rich so that people who have helipads on their house or near their house can help chip in for black school districts that are perpetually underfunded.
All right, there it is. See that? And yet every black school is in a Democrat district and is perpetually underfunded, her own words, as she's selling you a T-shirt to get rich. Oh, man. These people. All right. How about this lady? She's making fun of Kamala with the fake black accent. This is funny stuff. This is all over the place. Clip 5.
You better thank a union member for your sick time. You better thank a union member for your pay days off. Because on my days off, I'm about to cook me a mean pie green ass and coochie juice set. Because that's what us black folk do.
Yeah. Yep. They are starting to get it here. By the way, look at this. Oh, so this guy goes back, and it's a thing called the Way Back Machine, where you can basically like go back in time and view the internet from a different timeline. So it's like you can go back and watch and look at the internet from like 2022 or 2021 with this Way Back Machine, as it's called. So this guy went to the Way Back Machine and looked at Kamala Harris's Wikipedia page, and he found out she was not black until 2024. According to her Wikipedia page, she was Indian Asian until 2024. Now she's black. And so he goes and documents this. Look at this in clip 24.
Sir, do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black. I didn't know she was black.
So Way Back Machine, 2012. When he's searching here, only black is mentioned 3 times in 2012. But she's Indian American. She's Indian American. So 2022, black 3 times, and it's not about her race. 2024, black 25 times, and it's about her race. They literally changed her Wikipedia page for the Kamala is the black candidate narrative. But it's not working, guys. Give me clip 33, 30, and 27 back to back to back if we can, and we'll ride it to break. 33, 30, 27, back to back to back. The black narrative is not working. Go ahead.
I promise y'all, I do not see how y'all could just sit there and listen to Kamala talk and talk and talk in circles all day and applaud it like that. She would say things like, well, let me be clear, okay? If Donald Trump wins the election, that means I lose. And if I lose the election, that means Donald Trump has won, okay? Let me be clear. You said the same thing, that she has no substance in what she's talking about. Jesus, how do you people applaud this? How do y'all listen? And I had a brain aneurysm. Oh my God. I can't do it. I don't understand it. Let me be clear. When it's cold outside, that means there is no heat. Okay? And if there's no heat, that means it's cold outside. Okay? You people just eat that up. Woo! Let me be clear. How do you people do it? I don't understand, man. I just don't understand this shit.
Y'all, one thing I gotta say about Trump, they can't say he prejudices or racist, because if you cross him, he gonna tear your ass off if you're white, you're black, you're blue, brown, or pineapple purple. He gonna set the record straight. That's one thing I gotta say about it. And that's what a lot of folks don't like about him, because he don't do bull. And the same ones that didn't put Trump in office, the same ones that hate him, is the same ones that's out there stealing, and he putting a stop to their stealing. Them same damn Democrats in these areas, in these poor areas, marketing, making money off of these people that don't know any better in these streets. Using all these different types of stuff, organizations, to steal money and robbing the people. You know Trump wasn't for that shit. You know, don't get me wrong, you got people do some things. But you got some folks that go way out the way to get things done. But see, Trump wasn't for that. That's why folks don't like Trump. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. Folks stealing, stealing, stealing. Marketing off the poverty areas. Marketing off of the drug infesting areas. Instead of using that money and helping the community, they're using that money to put in their pocket.
Or is it going to be Trump? And why Kamala or why Trump?
Trump.
Why you want for Trump?
He's going to make the economy lit again.
Okay, so you're looking for that good stimulus. Something like it? Something similar to it?
Nah, I get money. I don't need that government assistance.
What do you think about Kamala?
She's a puppet on a string. She's tap dancing.
I'm going for Trump.
Why y'all voting for Trump this year?
Trump is going to do the right thing.
Can I just ask you who you voting for, who you not voting for, why you not, or why you are
voting for my man Trump?
What about Kamala?
Oh, hell no. She not even a thought.
Donald Trump. That's my president for sure.
Kamala being a first woman of color. Not of black color, but of color.
I feel like she capping.
Talking everything. We're putting it all on the table.
Talking Trump then.
I'm a Donald Trump fan. I love his leadership. He's here to fight for us, and he's going to do whatever he can to make it right. Salute to Donald Trump.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are